Well, we're recording, so hi everyone, welcome to Dreaming of Nightmares. I'm your co-host Logan Weeks, and this is our co-host.
G, your
Yes.
favorite lady, tarot reader.
Yes.
That's me, ghostly woman. Oh, Alistair's little feet.
Hey, little bee.
Saw his little feet.
Little
Logan
beans.
has another Mountain Dew, it looks like. Mountain Dew sponsor us. Logan has drank what, three? Two?
Hey, bitch.
I'm over here on some tea. Some tea on my lovely little
You
mug I
haven't said
painted.
anything about my hair.
I was about to say, did you get it cut short?
I cut it.
Did you do it? What happened? You just was like, I'm gonna cut it.
Well, it stopped being like the ombre. And I didn't want to dye it or bleach it again. So I was just like, I really do miss my short hair. Like from when I was in the military. So I was like, all right.
No, it looks good. I've whenever the quarantine happened, like Ethan is like he needs to have his hair cut. Like he cannot stand it to be like in his way, like on his face or anything. So like he has to have his hair cut. So like I literally had to watch different YouTube videos and I'm like, I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna make sure he look good. I wanna make sure my man looking good out there. And yeah, he's actually like, you're even trying some new things that are looking good. I'm like, hell yeah, I got this shit. I can be a barber.
Well,
Fuck yeah.
look, man, I wanted to I need to blend this, the
Like,
sides.
do like a fade? Yeah.
I didn't touch it. I cut off the blonde. Sorry,
Oh.
ghost is in the way.
But yeah, that's I do like a fade for him. I start like I start with I just do all of them. Sometimes I'll do all of them and then sometimes I'll do this like weird kind of like sci-fi, like I call it the sci-fi commander look, and it's like has this really sharp look and he's like, I like this one. So he lets me have fun like doing all kinds of things. And then I'm like, here, shave my head off. And he's like, okay, so he shaves my head. Like, for the viewers, if you don't know, I have like half a head of hair, I guess, but when I wear it down, it still looks like I have a full head of hair. I just have a lot of hair on my head. So yeah, it's easy just to have it half shaved. Cause boy, trying to wash the long hair, your girl don't like that. No.
That's another reason why I decided to go short again was it's just too damn hot.
Yeah.
Then
No,
I'm
I
like,
agree.
I'm debating on shaving off my beard, but I don't know. I don't really want to be baby face.
Should try different styles.
I should.
Yeah.
Because I did have this. I'm like,
You
oh.
should just go just like mustache. Just do it.
Ew.
Just go mustache.
I did that for No Shave November when I was in the military.
Bet you couldn't do it. Like, it was driving you nuts.
I looked like a fucking
Like it's just mustaches, like you just have to either rock, like you either rock it or it just doesn't, it doesn't look
pedophile.
good. Like Ethan, nope. I told him no, he tried it and I was like, nope. So he literally shaves his face all the time because I'm like, I can't. You either have a like a beard or you shave. Like it's hard to kind of be like in the middle with him. And he's tried to grow a beard and he's like, I don't think I'm physically capable of growing a beard. So he's like, I gave up because he was looking rough.
I mean, mine Mine yours grows at least in...
is like full. Like his is not like no. Poor Ethan. No. So he just keeps the shave, and I mean he looks better that way anyway, but
Oh my god. I don't even know how. Okay. Guys, I have two monitors going, a webcam for my PC, and then my laptop, and then my mic is hooked to my laptop. My headset is Bluetooth to my PC. I just have so much going on right now, and I'm just like, I don't know where anything is. I don't know.
I do like the camera's really good.
Do you?
Yeah, it's the clarity's a lot better.
Seriously?
Yeah, this is the new, right?
Yeah, this is the new one.
I think this one's better. I don't know.
For real?
Yeah. We're just playing with technology right now, you guys. Don't mind us.
Should we start?
Yeah.
Do you have your stuff together?
So what are the kind of things? Are we just finding nightmares? Where are we sticking to a specific subject?
Tonight it's just
we are just finding some nightmares. All right.
I got some prepared.
Okay, what are yours called? Because I see a couple.
Okay. What's that?
I want to read the one that says shriveled up and dying out.
Oh, I don't know what that means.
You want me to read that one?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll do that one. You want me to do two or one?
You can do two. Two.
Okay.
Sorry, my audio keeps.
I'm trying to find. Oh no, that one's really long. Hell no. The secrets or secrets of the woman in black. I think they meant to put secrets, but they put secrets like Ryan Secrets. I was gonna read that one and then I clicked on it and it's like really, really long. So I'm like, nope. Okay, so I'm gonna read Shriveled Up and Drying Out.
Why do I feel like
the drying or dying? Drying. Excuse me. I thought
is that a penis?
What? No, but that's pretty funny. Maybe. Hold on. Let me see if I can see that.
Obviously, you can tell what's always on my mind.
No, it's not about PPs.
Okay.
But there's another one that caught my eye a little bit. A concept of death is what, and it's super short. I think it'd be a good little topic to think about. To where I'm stone sober, like I have not had alcohol. I swear I've been only drinking tea. As much as I would love a drink right now, I'm saving all my drinking points for tomorrow.
Yeah.
Celebrating my friend. The way Alistair is like slumped over right now is just perfect. Oh, he's trying to reach out to you. He's like, Daddy.
Is he?
Yeah. He was like, Daddy.
What are you doing? Is that a...
Oh! Did he fall? I thought he was going to fall back. Okay. Okay, so I got my two.
Okay. I have a really short one.
Okay.
Be prepared.
All right. So who's going first?
Fucking freaked.
You want to go?
Yeah, I'll go.
Okay. All right, everyone. This is the nightmares segment of Dreaming of Nightmares. Thank you for sticking through.
God, if you're still here.
If you're still here, if you're still out here listening. All right.
All right. So this one is by Pariah's Own. Pariah's Own. God damn it. This fucking audio is pissing me off. Okay. Okay. Is it going to work? I need to calm down. All right. So let's try this again. This one is by Pariah's Own. Pariah's Own.
Okay.
Hey, gentle folk. Oh my.
Is it cutting out?
Yeah.
Because it's cutting out on my end. So yeah. If you're hearing it.
Yeah. That's why I repeat myself a lot, because I can hear it cut out, like right there.
Yeah.
I don't know how to fix it.
This is you right now with technology. He is just pulling a Homer Simpson, choking Bart Simpson right now with the technology.
Seriously.
Now he is fighting with the one mic. He is wrangling it.
Wait, do you still hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
How?
I don't know.
How about now?
I hear you.
What does the audio sound like?
Oh. I'm dying. Let me get my computer. I just love that you had like a mini rage moment, and I was able to hear that. I love it.
I'm so hot. Oh my god. I'm sweating.
No, you're fine. I do hear you. It's not as like, it's not clear, but it's not draggy or choppy, if that makes sense. We're gonna have to pause. So,
can you hear me?
As I roll up here.
Okay. So as I was saying.
Oh no! Say something.
Can you hear me now?
It was like literally echoing like crazy. Okay, like talk again.
What does my audio sound like?
Okay, it's better now.
Is it super loud?
It's not like super loud. I can hear you, but if there's like background noise, if that makes sense.
Sick. Did I finally fix it?
Yes.
What the
perfect
fuck?
It was the mic. Wait, it's the this mic one? On the head. Yes, it had to be
because like I plugged Ghost up after I took it out.
Yeah.
Okay,
that must be it. I bet it was trying to connect to both. I bet.
because I had this muted, my actual headset.
Just so I wonder if it was trying to, I don't know, connect or something, but that was it.
Huh. Okay. Cool.
Applause for Logan. I will give you an applause. really? I told you we were going to get it. What did I say? I said we were going to get it.
You did.
Don't worry about it. You're going to figure it out. Don't worry about it. Look, the power of positivity. Okay.
Now I am hoping and praying that Zoom does not fuck up with the downloading. Because it's on my laptop.
Oh shit. Okay.
Because I couldn't figure out how to give my other Zoom permission to record. But
fingers crossed.
As I was saying, when I stood up before we went on our little break, my boxers.
What happened?
My boxers were stuck to my ass because I was sweating so much.
Oh, Logan.
I was like, I'm gonna have to shower again before I go to bed.
Oh. Oh, I'm sorry. Why do you sweat so much?
I don't know.
Is it always been, well, I don't know. It must be a guy thing. Ethan sweats a lot too. This is a funny conversation to have. So I always joke and tell Ethan, I mean, he actually does smell like this, but like after he works out, he comes in and the dogs are all over him. And I tell him, I'm like, well, you know why they're all over you, right? And he goes, well, it's probably because I'm sweaty. I go, no, it's because you smell like fried chicken. And he's like, I smell like fried chicken. I'm like, you smell like fried chicken.
What the fuck?
I don't understand.
I don't either.
And I'm like, I mean, fried chicken is fried chicken. You know what I mean? It's not really like an unpleasant smell, but I'm like, you just smell like fried chicken. So
I mean, so I'm assuming he wears deodorant.
Yeah.
Okay. So
I wonder if it's the combination of his own body
must
juice, yeah, with the deodorant, and it makes fried chicken. Y'all.
Wait, are we recording? Yes, we are.
Yes, we are. I just wanted to share that. He's probably gonna kill me because I know he listens. He listens to
Ethan. I am not laughing at you. I'm laughing, hopefully, with you.
No, and he knows it's a funny thing. Okay. He knows it's a funny thing. But yeah, I just thought that was really funny.
Yeah, I mean, I fucking reek if I don't wear deodorant.
Yeah.
It's bad. It's so bad. Yo, if any deodorant companies want to sponsor us, send me some shit.
Send it. We will appreciate it. We will appreciate it so much. Send it. We'll talk about your deodorant. We'll test it out.
Look, I know it might seem like I get tongue-tied, but that's because none of this is scripted. If I script write everything, it's fucking gold.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, I think we should continue.
Are we ready? Okay. Ready? Okay. So we're going to start with the ones that I picked, right?
Yes, because okay. Of, yeah.
You're probably going to have to find those, right?
Go for it.
All right. Sorry, as my eye itches.
Scratch okay. That eyeball.
I know, over here, like, literally, my eyeball does itch. All right.
All right.
All right. We are on Reddit, and this has been posted by Buttmuncher1945. All right. And it's called Shriveled Up and Drying Out.
I'm so intrigued.
And hey, this is under the nightmares, okay? This is under the r/nightmare.
Look, Reddit. It can't be much worse than the fucking sliced, like half sliced penis, okay?
Yeah. Based that, off of what I
they through. They decapitated the tip.
Oh my gosh. Well, based off of what I skimmed through, because you know, you guys, we skim through this because we want like authentic reactions for y'all. So I didn't see no PPs in here. So,
unfortunately. All right.
Unfortunately. Oh my goodness. Okay. Okay.
All right.
So here it is.
Okay.
It says, just had a nightmare where I was in some huge public gathering place that happened to intersect with my house.
Ooh.
Started as a really nice dream as I was talking with some girl and socializing with other random people. However, things began to take a turn for the worst after I saw a man riding his bike down the road.
Oh God. Wait. What was the title? Shriveled Up.
Shriveled Up and Drying Out. Okay.
I don't says, I don't think I want to know where this is going.
Go ahead. It says, I don't know how, but I knew he was a pedophile.
Oh.
And was riding around and being creepy to other people. His name was John, I believe.
Oh my God.
So sorry for all the Johns listening out there.
Poor John.
So he came up to me and tried to talk to me, but I fought him and kicked his ass, sending him running away. Good for you, man. Good for you.
Good for you.
I love it.
Fuck.
Okay, so it says, the dream skips to this part where I walk outside my house and everybody from the public gathering is sitting in formation outside my house. Okay.
Okay. What kind of formation?
I know. That's what I'm thinking.
Shape of a dick?
Oh, you got a snort out of me on that one.
Yes. Sorry, guys.
So it says, they're here to ask me questions. I call on some people. They're here to ask me questions. I call on some people. That's a very interesting sentence, but that's what it says. John is there and I call on him, but not even 1 second after I call on him, everybody frowns and grabs him and takes him into my house.
Okay.
That escalated really quickly, yeah. Right? So it says, after they come out, they told me that John had been taken care of and he wouldn't bother me. I inquire about what they did, and they didn't answer until somebody told me he was drying out.
Okay. My mind went in a million different directions.
This one is so good. This one's gold.
I'm just like,
this one needs all the upvotes, you guys. Find this one and upvote it because I just fucking love it. Okay. So it says, saying that they salted the water for John to dry out. I go inside to see what he meant. And in my bathtub, filled with water, was John. Unrecognizable, shriveled up with a dark red leathery skin, gasping for air.
He was alive.
Oh my
God.
He says, the sound he made was downright horrifying. That's the sound. I was about to do it, but you did perfect. You did better than what I would have done.
Oh my God. So it says, look, I've been working on my voices for like the voice acting portion of D&D.
That was good. That was really good. So it says, it was hard to describe, but it was, so they said it was hard to describe, but it was a very high-pitched groaning sound. So you need to go higher, Logan.
I think my audio cut out when I went that high.
You got so high, it just became inaudible. Okay,
here comes the sweats again. I need to stand up.
It says, I legitimately thought this was real and thought I was going to jail.
Fuck, I would have been thinking that too.
Just wanted to share this uncomfortable experience.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I must read the comments.
Please?
Okay, there's three comments. And it's between one person and Butt Muncher, okay? So,
stop.
Says, you sure that John wasn't Gene? Usually only snails get salted and dry out like that. And then Butt Muncher replies, yeah, now that you mention it, I think his name was Gene Claude Van Damme. Who's that? As we rush to put in so Gene as in like J-E-A.
J-E-A?
Yeah, J-E-A-N dash Claude Van Damme. Who the fuck is that?
Whoa.
Who is that?
One sec. Known professionally as, is a Belgian actor, filmmaker, fighter, choreographer, and retired martial artist. Artist best known for his martial arts action films, which were
I wonder if he
oh here we go. Oh, these are like the 80s and early 90s.
Let's see what movies.
Bloodsport. Yeah, he's an actor.
Oh yeah, Bloodsport. I remember one of my friends at the gym told me I needed to watch that. That I would like that. I'm like, okay. Probably would. I like fighting movies like that. I really like gaggy, kind of funny, like gaggy fighting movies too. Love stuff like that. So yeah, well, we looked them up. It says, then the person replied, what? Oh no, the legend himself. That guy inspired Johnny Cage with his martial arts. I'm saddened that you had a dream that put him in such a negative light. I'm sorry. Oh, that was so good. That was a good one, though. Can't admit that was a good one.
That was, it escalated really quick. Do I look like this actor to you? Jensen Ackles? Ackles?
Jensen Ackles? Let me look. Hold on. I will pull up a picture of his beautiful face.
Oh God.
Yeah, because I named my dog after him. Let me look. Because I like to look at this man. Do you look identical to him?
Not identical.
No, you have similarities. You could be maybe his younger brother. Sibling, yeah. Boy, he's a good looking man though.
What is that other show?
Okay, I need to drink some more tea. Hold on.
I'm sorry.
That's a fine looking man. Everybody's like, oh God. But yeah, I named my dog Dean after Dean Winchester. Dean's actual middle name is Winchester. He just has my last name. Because I adopted him.
What is that? Sorry, this isn't about me. I'm gonna make it about me. Arrow, the Arrow main actor.
Okay, hold on. What's his name? One sec. Is it Green Arrow or an Arrow?
Arrow.
Because I know there's a Green Arrow. Arrow.
Who is that son of a bitch?
Are you getting messages that you look like these people?
Yeah.
You do look familiar, but I'm trying to remember who it is. I don't really see the similarities.
Not in that one? Green Arrow or Arrow?
No. I have a friend that looks very close to, I believe his name is Chris Evans, the guy that plays Captain America.
Okay, so like when I moved myself to New York City right after high school, I was told by my agency that I looked like a baby Channing Tatum.
Yes, that right there, I could see that. A baby Channing Tatum, yes, I could see that.
And then I've gotten Dave Franco. I look a little like him.
Let me bring up the picture. It's been a while since I've seen Dave Franco.
Hmm.
This becomes a podcast where we just look at men. That needs to be a podcast, actually. Has that even been done? I don't know.
No,
okay, James Franco. Yes, I can see that.
James?
I can see, yeah. I can see similarities to you and James.
Not Dave.
Am I like, oh, Dave, not James. Excuse me. James is the older brother, right?
Yeah.
You, the younger one is what we're looking at is.
I don't see it, but.
James is the older, Dave is the younger, right?
Mm-hmm. Dave's younger.
I can see Dave. You have more of a resemblance to Dave then. You know who you look like? Give me a second. Who's the guy that sings for the band? Is it 5 Seconds for Mars?
The singer?
Yeah. Is it that band? Give me a second.
Either I'm leaving this shit in or I'm gonna have to cut it all.
No, you're leaving this in. Who is that guy? Okay, it's the guy that played Joker and Suicide Squad. Jared Leto. Oh my God, I'm such an idiot.
Really?
I think so.
I look like Jared Leto.
Not with the long Jesus hair, but y'all are a little similar. I think it's the eyes for me. It's the eyes.
It's the brow.
It's the brow?
The protruding.
Oh, yes, the brow, yes. Oh, he literally looks like Jesus in one picture.
He does. I'm just like, you can cut that hair.
Yeah, it's nice hair, but it's too long.
All right.
For me.
Back to
this one picture. I want to take a picture. I'm gonna take a picture and send it to you. But go ahead and start yours.
Okay, mine's super short. Hey, gentle folk. Oh, actually, let me back up. This is by Pariah's Own, and they titled it "Hey, Gentle Folk." 4-year-old has this reoccurring nightmare for the last year. Okay. Are you ready to be freaked out?
Yes.
Okay. It's super short. It's like 2 sentences.
Oh, I'm sending it to you.
Oh, wait. No, it's not. Yeah, it is. Okay. Oops. All right. This creature called the Yaya. This thing is torturing my kid. This thing is torturing my kid. Every time it is in bed, Why do they? This creature called the Yaya. This thing is torturing my kid. Every time is bedtime. He keeps saying that the creature is coming, or that it's going to kill our family. Family, I need y'all to help. Okay, hang on 1 second. I'm gonna reread this entire fucking thing because it's pissing me off.
The Yaya, I believe, is an actual spirit because that sounds so familiar.
This creature called the Yaya. This thing is torturing my kid. Every time before bed, he keeps saying that the creature is coming or that it's going to kill our family. I need y'all help. I'm reading this verbatim.
Send help.
He says this thing comes to wreak havoc around our home and tells him to do stuff.
Sounds like a demon.
Fuck that.
Sounds like straight up demon.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I am scared. I'm not going to lie. I am scared. But that sounds like straight up demon activity, you know?
Yeah. So, do you want to hear some of the comments?
Yes.
All right, this one is by Acorn Poo.
Acorn Poo?
Poo. P-O-O.
Acorn.
I'm trying to enunciate more.
No, I was just like, is he really saying Acorn Poo? Like, yeah. That's why I was like, oh, it's Acorn Poo.
Is your 4-year-old watching YouTube videos, a Google search of a Yaya comes up with this. The Yaya is an impish, purple, and pink striped creature with large charging horns that bears a slight resemblance to the bust of Yaman. So, yeah, it's a thing. Oh. And then she continues to say, so this is the mother, or this is the parent? No, we actually monitor most things that he watches. And then Acorn Poo responds with melatonin? Question mark.
Oh, God.
I'm
not finding it on YouTube.
Yaya? I may have taken it down.
It's just bringing me to a lot of Inuyasha, you know, the Yashime.
Yeah.
Sponsor us, anime. Sponsor us, for the love of God. That would be awesome.
It would.
And then a rapper named Yaya.
Yeah, that's all I'm getting, is the rapper.
So I'm not too sure. Interesting. But it sounds so familiar. I bet I can look it up in my spirit book and I can find it.
It sounds familiar.
Yeah.
Okay, Reddit, are you going to not cooperate? Thank you.
What the hell happened to my, oh my God. So Ethan's background changes and it scared me because I was like, why? What? Something looks weird. Something looks different. And it was the background changing.
Okay. Oh my God.
Okay.
I think you have one more, and then I have one more.
I decided to change my second one to the Itchy Man.
Ew.
Fuck. So, all right. It's posted by Honorable Assassins. Okay. So, let's see what they got. Okay, so it says, true story from way back when. I've had maybe three real nightmares because I don't have the freeze up or run reflexes most people do. I don't know what that means, but okay. Good for you, man. I'm like, good for you, I guess.
You haven't been watching me assault my kitty cat, have you? Because he's being annoying.
Aww, so. He's trying to get comfy. Okay, so it says, if something scares me, I tend to more instinctively square up. A dream that starts scary. Hell yeah. A dream that starts scary usually ends in me picking up a chair or something. So, okay. So he fights in his sleep, y'all. Like, or he, them, they, like, they fighting in their sleep. You don't want to fight with this person. God damn. Well, I mean, it says honorable assassin. So I guess, yeah, they be fighting.
How so it said, honorable is that?
Pick up a chair.
Smash. Okay. It really depends on what the opponent has as a weapon.
Mm-hmm.
So
I think so too. Yeah. Okay. So it says, I have one nightmare that shook me to my core, though. I was 16 at the time, but in the stream, I had a bushy beard and was definitely like mid-30s or later, and was sitting at a little workbench in what I thought was my home basement, cleaning a disassembled shotgun. Ooh.
Okay.
From behind me, I hear a little girl say, Daddy. Daddy? Nope. Nope. She goes, Daddy.
Daddy. Hey, that was a pretty good British accent.
Yeah, Daddy.
Daddy.
And it says, and somehow in the dream, I just know it's my daughter because apparently I had one.
What?
I love how he's just like questioning himself.
Apparently.
Apparently. And she says it again.
Nope.
Daddy.
Daddy.
But sounds scared. Okay.
Daddy.
Okay.
Daddy. I need it back.
Please
need
it back. Okay. Okay. So it says, I turn around and the door that normally leads to the stairs that went up to my house is a barred, or yeah, a barred. Barred. There you go. A barred door like you'd see on a jail.
Okay.
Oh. Mm. And instead of straight up the stairs, curve off sideways and go up to the sunlight. So it clicks. I'm in like some kind of bunker or bomb shelter. Where
the fuck did this story go?
What kind of house is this? Is he living
sounds
in
like it sounds like some stupid dystopian like post-apocalyptic.
I'm thinking like Area 51,
right?
Bullshit. You know, right. What I mean? So the little girl goes, Daddy, Daddy, let me back in, please. Oh God. Oh no. Oh no, no, no.
Oh no, 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 no.
And it says, I notice a big ass hand on her waist.
What?
And from around the corner, I freeze because it's not me in danger. It's someone else. Behind a barred. I said that right, right? Yeah. Behind a barred door, I can't reach. The hand owner shuffles closer and it's this morbidly obese 40-year-old looking guy with a hand on her waist moves around and to be on her back. That's fucking weird. That is like some weird shit. And the little girl says,
Daddy.
Daddy, it's the itchy man.
What? What?
Daddy, it's the itchy man.
Daddy, it's the itchy man. Mud.
And then this dude starts scratching the sides of his face and takes the flesh off. Or scratches the flesh off. Like he's clawing his cheek off like it's rotten. Then starts clawing into his sides as well. So I guess this is the overweight guy? Yeah. the morbidly obese guy. So he's like scratching himself and like decaying, I guess, or rotten pieces coming off. Then the girl gets quiet and her eyes look wrong and glassy. I notice the hand that was on her hip is now stabbing her in the back, and she smiles. I turn around suddenly. The disassembled shotgun is together via magical Dreek bullshit.
All right.
Okay. We're both like, okay. Right. And the key off the desk, and run forward and unlock the door. Literally, it's just like I read it just like it is.
I understand.
I was like, I hope, I'm like, I don't know, but nope. Wow. Okay. Mm-mm. The man is gone. Mm-hmm. And I kneel down to hold her. Then I hear gross laughter from directly above me.
Nope.
And look up to see him right there.
Fuck that.
Also, if you see little wispies, that's my incense. I didn't want you to freak out, Logan.
I mean, I'm surprised you haven't seen anything here.
Yeah. I'm like, mm-hmm.
Other than probably giving himself a bath, being all cute.
Yeah. Okay, so it says, I woke up so fast, I literally leapt out of bed, cold sweat,
yep.
hand on my heart, wondering if I was about to have a heart attack,
okay.
Straight up anxiety attack, one of the three I've had in my life. And it says, fuck that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Was almost fully lucid too.
Nope.
Nothing about it felt dreamlike. Even after I woke up, I was convinced it was real.
Oh my God.
That is the story of the Itchy Man.
That's disgusting.
That's fucking
vile.
Scary. That is like, there's not even any comments on that. Like, it's been up for 29 days and no one's commented on that.
How many upvotes are there?
Three.
Three? That's it.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what else you would have to say to that, but holy shit.
Okay. My turn?
Yeah.
This one is weird. Okay. So it is by Inside Civils 8089. Okay. And they titled it Strange Black Figure in My Room. All right. This one I think is pretty creepy too. So last summer, I had this bizarre nightmare, which has stuck with me ever since. I'll try my best to remember the minor details of it, but here goes. I wake up in my room and it feels incredibly chilly. It's also dark, but not too dark. I can still see slightly, and I can still see slightly, and when I do, I end up taking a look around. What the fuck? I don't know what this is.
It makes you feel any better? I almost just picked up my mic instead of my mug. So imagine if I just like shoved my mic in my mouth. I almost did it. I was like, oh, and I sat it back down gently. Sorry, I had to tell you guys about that because I was like, that almost happened. I'm so sorry, don't know what happened.
Well, I had you like minimized. So now I'm going to fix that so I can see you and read at the same time.
So I can see me do stupid
shit.
Yeah.
What are best friends for? Giving right. Each other shit. Okay.
Oh, man.
I need to wet my whistle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I just see Cranky popping up on my fucking computer. It's just Cranky, Cranky, Cranky. From Discord.
Oh.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
No. He has so many channels on that one Discord, so he's just constantly talking. All right. I can still see slightly, and when I do, I end up taking a look around, and I see something standing at my door. Bro, you need to learn how to punctuate your shit. Like, these are all, like, complete sentences that aren't used correctly. It's just a huge run-on sentence all the way through. Not all the way through, but...
We should start, like, we'll just pick some good ones that sound good, and then, like, when we read through it, we should give them, like, a grade, if it makes sense. Like, a score, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Like, give them a score.
We'll just do it, like, a 1 out of 5?
Yes. Okay. Like, story, punctuation, like, how well written it is. Yeah.
Okay, I agree.
Okay, we'll do that. We'll start doing that the next episode. I think it'd be something really fun for us to do, because I think that it'll just add on to what we do.
Fucking hell. All right. I can still see slightly, and when I do, I end up taking a look around, and when I do, I see a form, because I notice it, and it's something standing at my door, some humanoid-looking shadow, but I could tell it was in a physical form because I noticed it was wearing a black hat with a large overcoat but no face. Unfortunately, the face I could never make out, all a blur. I get up, and by this time I'm kind of scared, but I gather up the courage and walk toward my door to leave. But as I got closer to the door and the black figure, my iPhone starts playing this creepy music with some eerie language singing some tune. A language I've never heard before. You got a fucking demon.
I was about to say, that does not sound like normal.
No.
That sounds like straight up
presence.
Yeah.
Seek the help you need. All I'm saying about that. Okay. Must have been made up by my nightmare, but anyway, I try my best to turn it down, but it doesn't stop. It gets louder and louder, actually. I finally reach for the doorknob, and you know what happens? My body goes limp. The fear I was experiencing in the nightmare slash room was so overwhelming, I just fell over limp. I cried out to myself to get up. All the while, the music was still playing with this figure standing over me. I finally get up feeling incredibly weak. Bam. I am suddenly transported into my living room. I look out into my backyard. The moon is shining bright, the grass blowing in the wind. I thought finally some peace, but as I look to my left toward my bedroom window, I see a black werewolf looking monster scratching at the window with long fingers. I get scared again. It's over. After all that, I chose to sleep with my lamp on for a few days, and I had my window locked with the curtain closed. Anyway, I thought I should share it with you folk on here. I'm good now. No crazy nightmares ever since. Just one this year. Sleep well, my friends. This bitch needs to get herself some help.
Y'all need to, girl, whoever you are, you need to, you need to get help, spiritual help on that one, because good God, no. Oh. And I mean, I'm all for like werewolf energy and werewolf stuff, but
No man, no ham. No
that man. One, there's something up with that energy. Mm-mm.
Oh yeah. Not doing this shit.
Mm-mm. Nope. Also, while you were reading, I swear to God, I heard a woman's voice in this house with my headset on.
Motherfucking G.
So I'm over here like, it's out here, and I'm like, okay.
Okay. You need to go to Battleground.
I'm really like, what the hell? But I mean, it's okay. If anything, it's I didn't feel anything weird. So it's probably just, I don't know. Also, you know, Abby, one of my dogs, sleeps really heavy. So she does like, she snores really loud. She snores like a man. There's one. And then two, she's like.
Why did you send me this picture?
Because it's funny. I was like, I'm gonna send you a funny picture.
Yeah. I was like, wait, that's him?
Let's go. Was that Alistair?
Oh my god. So I was bent over like this, right? You can't really see because my laptop's camera is weird. But anyway, so like I'm wearing a cutoff. Mm-hmm. His little cold nose touched me right here. And
that scared me too.
Scared the piss out of me. Okay, no more of that, please. Thank you. Do you hear him?
Yeah. He's like, okay, daddy.
I love you too. Okay.
Oh man.
Go ahead.
I found one that's actually potentially really scary too, but I'm reading it and I'm like, I'm not gonna say one of the names because it's one of those, this one. Saying that one, but it's fucking
nope. Look. We've been down that road.
This one is scary. And I'm like, dude, I'm saving this one. We're doing one about devils and demons, having nightmares about devils and demons.
Yes.
Next week. Let's do it. Okay. And I'm gonna
see. Should I retell my nightmare about me and my hell? Remember? Very first episode.
Oh yeah.
Where I was in like a loop. Of being tortured in hell.
Yeah.
By people who I thought were my loved ones, but they're demons.
Yes.
Damn, bitch.
Is that what you told them? Whatever. You heard it out.
Down, you bitch.
Down, you bitch. Yeah, for sure. And I mean, I really want Ethan to tell his dream, but I'll have him write it up and I'll read it. Y'all, Ethan had a dream about Baphomet, and it will fucking scare y'all shits out, man. It's scary. When he told me that, I was like, the same night, I was experiencing something, and I was like, this is not good. So, y'all better buckle up for that one, and that's coming from, I told Ethan he needs to make a Reddit so he can just write.
Yes. He could just post.
Yeah, so he can post for us. We need to actually make a Reddit with our Dreaming of Nightmares podcast and be like, hey, if you want your nightmares to be, you know, write that down.
That's actually what I'm using for mine.
Oh.
We have one. Yeah. I really want to give you all of the login information and stuff for everything so you can do posts. Like I've been wanting to. We've both just been so busy.
Yeah.
Before we move on to any of that, do you want me to tell my nightmare I had this, or dream I had this week? About something visiting me, telling me to listen.
Oh, yeah.
Did I tell you that?
No.
What? I'm going fucking crazy.
Today. Is it recent?
Yeah, this was the last couple of days.
No. I mean, well, you know where your girl's been.
Yeah, you've been on the moon.
Yeah, I've not been functional, so don't blame you for not telling me.
That might be why. I think I really wanted to tell you, but I knew the circumstances you were under, and I didn't want to add more to it. Because you would have been like, what the fuck? Like, seriously.
worse.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, dude, you were severely fucked up. Okay. Anyway.
Yeah. Y'all, I really, this full moon, yeah. Y'all, don't even know.
Okay.
I'm ready.
So it wasn't last night. It was the night prior, and I didn't get any sleep. It fucking sucked.
Mm-hmm.
And I had, like, I remember counting. I had 6 different dreams. I only remember this one. And all I remember from it was this voice saying, when you hear your ears whistle, listen. And as soon as that voice stopped speaking, I heard that, the whistling. And I remember in my dream, like, I was looking and everything just became distorted. And before I could make out anything, I woke up.
No way.
Yeah. So,
holy,
like,
shit.
You know, like in Skyrim, where you are like doing the Elder Scroll missions and like you're going through space and time, like to old memories or whatever.
Yeah.
And how the screen like distorts that way.
Mm-hmm.
That's like how my vision went. That's like how it distorted.
Holy shit.
It was really trippy. Yeah. It was really weird.
Holy shit.
Yeah. I don't know what.
Well, you're probably unlocking, you're probably subconsciously unlocking something, or spirits helping you unlock something to where you can further pay attention to them. You know what I mean?
Well, so have you ever heard of that saying, like if you hear something whistling in your ear, but there's no actual whistle, like that's spirit trying to talk to you or something, trying to communicate with you?
And it's also like sometimes that can happen when you're talking. So whenever that is happening, you really need to pay attention to what you're speaking, because you could be like, one, could be manifesting whatever you're speaking, or two, spirit really wants you to pay attention to be like, that's what I've been trying to tell you.
Mm.
You finally getting it, bitch. You know, like, you finally getting it.
Something happened today.
Uh-oh.
On one of my deliveries, and it freaked me out.
Was it one of those, you getting it now, bitch?
No. Like, it felt like something was trying to get me.
Oh, no. What the fuck?
So.
Like, spirit-wise?
Kind of.
Or like, just like weird fate. Energy.
Fate.
Oh.
Maybe. I don't know what it was, but that's the only thing I could think of, was fate.
Oh.
I don't have any experience with them.
Fae and ethereal creatures, they freak me out all the time.
Like, okay, you know, so
they're crazy.
Yeah, I was walking up to this house, I just dropped the package, and I go to turn around, and in the, so like, I'm trying to build this where you can see. So like, I'm walking this way, okay, this is the front of the house. Over here, like, it creates a corner, right? So in that very corner, and I'm walking up to the house, or I'm about to turn around, walk back this way. In this corner, I hear like a hiss, and I stop in my tracks, and I turn and I look, nothing is there.
There's honestly, that sounds more like demon shit. There's probably a demon in that house.
My ass, like, I booked it.
I bet, because normally demons, like, they hiss. Now, if Fae, I've never heard, like, anything hiss from Fae. I have heard, like, weird sounds, but nothing that's, like, resembling hissing or growling, you know. Normally stuff that's like that is, like, that's demonic entity shit right there. So that's there's probably some bad juju on there. And it saw you and it was like, get the fuck out. This is my life.
I was like, I don't want to deal with you. Mm-hmm. Nope. My ass ran back mm-hmm. to that fucking van.
Oh, like, for I guess, letting you guys, like, know, the listeners and you too, I have actually blessed and consecrated statues for protection for my house. So, strangers, like, we rarely get people, like, knocking on our doors anymore. Like, literally, the mail person won't even knock on our door. They just kind of, like, leave it on the steps. They won't even go, like, on the third step getting closer to the door. They won't even do that. Amazon, too, like, they'll just leave it there, and they just say, go, like, real fast. Before, they'll, like, knock or something. No, we don't even get knocks anymore ever since I did that. So, it's a thing. Like, some people will put up, like, protection stuff. So I can only imagine with the stuff that I put up. I mean, y'all know not to come for me anyways, but I have a lot of black dog statues around. So if you hear dog noises, you know, and you're not welcome. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So I was kind of petrified.
Oh, yeah, that shit will scare you. So maybe there's a witch there. Maybe they have something going on. I don't know. Or maybe there's just a demon and it saw your light. It was like, get the fuck in. It's too bright. Get out.
Too bright. This happened before I ran into that woman again. Or,
really?
Yeah, it happened before. So.
Oh, that's really fucking weird. And that was... That was before she went, like, that was
No. So.
Was that before
that her interaction with her chasing me? Mm-hmm. That happened days ago.
Okay.
The interaction with her husband
mm-hmm.
and her, that happened today. But
okay.
The hissing situation mm-hmm. happened before the husband and wife situation today. Today.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So.
Well, you better be making sure you're wearing that protection oil. That's also probably why you heard the hissing, too, because they can't, you know, that protection oil is pretty stout shit. I mean, even Ethan is like, I should have been wearing this a long time ago. I was like, I told you. Now he's really getting into it.
Good.
Mm-hmm. So I'm like, you need to. Y'all, there's all kinds of weird shit out there, and you got to protect your energy. You got to make sure you protect yourself because anything can latch onto you, you know? Right. I've had a lot of people that do paranormal investigations, and, you know, they think that the basic stuff is good enough, and I'm like, you're wrong. You know, I've had one person come up and or message me before, and they're like, so this is going on, and I'm like, yeah, you might want to step up your protection there, buddy, because you definitely have something that's latched onto you and it's mad because now I can't get out.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah, so I'm like, you got to restart from scratch and
get your shit together.
Cleanse. Yeah, for sure. That's wild. I had a weird dream this week. It was the and I told you about it. It was the dream about that tattoo.
Yes.
It's not scary, you guys. Oh, I mean, to me, it is scary. Because I was like, what the fuck is this? My arm. But so this was before, actually, before the day I went and got another tattoo. And it was the night before, and I was not sleeping good. I was in and out sleep. So multiple dreams, but couldn't remember any, but except for this one. And it was like I was going to the tattoo shop that I always go to. I go in and it looks different from the inside. And I go and see my tattoo artist, and I'm like, hey, I was like, what are you doing, Logan?
Something really weird.
Oh gosh.
So but, Casey and I, sorry, I don't mean to interrupt you. Casey and I don't have long hair, right?
Oh, is there a long hair on that?
I'm pulling it out of it.
Oh, that's creepy. You need to sit and cleanse that bitch. Whatever it is, cleanse it.
I thought I did. You're fucking.
Where did you get that from? Where did you get
that? Earthbound.
Earthbound.
Back in the drawer you go.
you chunk it across the room. Send it.
God.
Oh, man. So I go to the tattoo shop, meet up with my tattoo artist, and I said, hey, you know, I'm ready. And he's like, cool. And I'm looking down at my arm because he's like, hey, you got some places that you need to fill up. I'm like, yeah. And the first place that I got to looking at is, of course, like this big, weird gap that I have. And I mean, Logan knows like where it is. It's where your forearm is in that crease with your elbow, but on the inner, I don't know. It's where, you know, some doctors stick IVs in, you know, or where you need to get like blood drawn, you know, around that area on my left arm. And I look down and I see this tattoo of a Ganesh coming out of a boot or out of like a lotus flower. And it's like pink. And I mean, it's pretty. I'm not going to lie. It was pretty. Mm-hmm. At least it wasn't like horrifying or like looked like a little kid did it. It was actually like pretty nice. And I said, I don't remember getting this one. And my tattoo artist is like, you don't remember getting it? I was like, no, where did this come from? Who did this? And he tells me that another tattoo artist in the shop that did that tattoo for free. And I said, that's impossible because he does not do that type of, you know, tattoo. Like he's a black and gray artist. Like he does not do color, period. Right. Period. He goes, no, I mean, he did it. And he goes, that's him over there. And this guy, like, that looks similar to the artist, but it wasn't him. It was like imposter. It was weird. It was like, you know, when you see, like, if you've ever had dreams that are like you're dreaming of a doppelganger.
Doppelganger.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's like they look very similar, but there's something different about them. You know what I mean? Like, you know, there's something different. That's what I was like seeing. It was really weird. And I literally was like, Kyle, stop loving, stop. His name is Kyle. Kyle, stop lying to me. That's not fucking him. He goes, yeah, it is. It's really him. I was like, no, it's not. And I'm like arguing with him. It's not, bro. And he was like, it is. And I woke up because I was starting to freak out. And I was actually kind of sweaty. Like, and I don't get like that. So mm-hmm. I was like, this really, got me. But I just thought it was very interesting because, I mean, I only know a tad bit about Ganesh, but not enough to like recall information on this type of spirit. Mm-hmm. And like, I looked it up and it talked about like, new beginnings, like he's like a god for great for like starting something, new beginnings, an obstacle remover, like a good source of like wisdom, like celestial wisdom. And I was like, oh, that's very interesting, you know. So I was like, maybe that was like a spirit coming to me in a dream saying like, hey, get ready for something new, you know. Or like, it was just very, to me, just kind of eye-opening. And I'm over here like, I don't need any more spirits. Like, I appreciate you coming in, but I don't need any more, you know. I can't. I even talked about Ethan, like, I have an altar, but it's a working altar. And I told him I need an actual just altar just for
one.
Yeah, for my mm-hmm. deities. Santa Muerte's gotta have her own thing because she's queen. She needs her own. She is queen. She needs her own. But the other ones need to have a spot. And he's like, okay, so he's probably gonna help me build something. But I just think that was a really weird dream to have like that. And you know, just to let you guys know how bad it's been for me this week. I literally went crying during my tattoo appointment. And my artist was like, are you okay? And I'm like, I'm not sure. It's not the pain, like the, you know, because he's like, I don't, you know, you normally don't cry. Like, yeah. Are you sure you're not in pain? I'm like, no, I'm in internal pain, not physical pain. But yeah, the girl's a mess.
For now.
For now. I'm getting back stronger.
She's a work in progress.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to come out of this hella strong.
Yes, for
the shit that I keep seeing, I'm like, hell yeah, I'm going to come out of this hella strong. Yeah, I'm breaking out.
I did a little something while you were doing your full moon readings.
Oh, shit.
I was pulling along with you.
Mm-hmm.
One of those, I was like, that's like whenever I said, yo, I'm backing up G on this, like,
oh yeah,
that, and I was like, oh shit, I hope I'm not stepping on any toes. So then I stopped typing.
No.
But I pulled again, and let's just say spirit really wants someone to get pregnant, and I'm just like, can y'all stop? Like, you're not you won't leave me alone about this shit. I'm like, come on, God. Like, I shit you not. You got the mother in fertility, spontaneity, and good luck. All in a spread.
Oh, yeah.
That was last night while you were doing your readings. And I'm like,
I know I'm not pregnant. I know I'm not pregnant. But in the future, yes. But I keep feeling like, spirit, I swear to God, you keep forcing this on me, it's not gonna happen. Because I'm one of those, like, you tell me, like, I'm one of those that, and I think this is also like due to also like how I was like raised, I always just did everything that anybody ever asked of me, and even, you know, out of like hate for doing it. So now, since like ever since I turned into adult, someone tells me to do something and I don't want to do it, I'm like, fuck off. I became a real rage after that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like, that's the thing. I'm still like that. I'm over here like, spirit, what are you, what? Oh, excuse hell you. No. Oh, hell no.
Did you see it?
Yes.
Bub. Oh, did you see that? I actually saw a black orb.
I think I saw it again.
Alistair Weeks, get that shit now. Get it out. Get it out. Get it out. Whatever demons you summoning, you need to quit.
Alistair's like, with his little fucking pause.
Knock it off.
That was weird, dude.
Mm.
Did you turn all the way around to make sure there's nothing back there?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then he chases it.
Did you throw the little thingy? Oh. I thought you threw the little ring. Is it a ring?
Yeah, it's a snake ring. It's like a 3/4 finger ring. Sorry for that loud noise.
I would have thrown that.
Yeah, it's this. Look.
You're like, hold on, let me put it on my middle finger. Yeah, you did put it on your middle finger. I didn't even know you put it on your middle finger. I just
intuition's a bitch.
Oh man. But that's really funny. But yeah, that's the thing. Like, I know I'm ready.
Just get fucking pregnant.
But I'm over here like, am I really though? You really gonna keep pushing me, spirit? Like, come on, cut me a little break. I don't know, but I definitely know I'm ready. So y'all never know.
I'm the godfather.
You're the godfather. Listen to me.
I'm not Italian.
More Russian.
You're more Russian.
Actually, by the Russia. German, but whatever.
I'm being dead fucking serious.
Goodness. So yeah, maybe. So we will see about that. We're looking to possibly start trying and to end of next month and maybe August. So we will see.
Damn, y'all. Girl.
Yeah, it's coming sooner than it's probably coming sooner than you thought. Yeah.
I mean, so. I ain't complaining because now these fuckers will leave me alone about it.
Yeah, they need. Yeah, I'm over here like they need to leave everybody
You're
alone.
You're like, I already know.
Yeah.
It's but. Like,
man even I bought this new deck. It's called the Witch's Familiar. I bought that deck and it even said like similar things. Let me think. One of them was, y'all need to get this deck, it's super freaking cute. I'll have to show you. There's different like little animals and even like some fae-like creatures in there. So I just thought it was really funny that the first animals, like this is the first three cards I ever like pulled from it. So the first two cards came out, it was the Raven, right? Determination. And it's also, you know, it's funny, you can really see that there's two, and I work with Odin and he has two ravens, so I think that's really funny. And there's like a teeny tiny one back there and I was like, look, that's me. That's because me. He's like he says it's one of those things where like I find things and I tell him, and that's one of his things that he likes. I know that's weird, but if y'all other people that might work with Odin or do, that's one of the things that he likes. So I'm like, okay. And then the next one was a rat. Adaptability. I call my dog a rat all the time. Thought that was really funny. Mm-hmm. And the next one is a hare, which says transformation, but a hare is also for fertility. So
yep.
I've been seeing rabbits out the wazoo around my house.
Every time I've done a reading for you, the fucking hare or rabbit has presented itself. And I'm just like, stop that. I'm gonna put these cards away right now.
But yeah. Hi, Logan! God damn! Oh my god. I was like, it was scary. This woman literally like pulled up and she's like, oh hell no. She had that, she backed it up. And she literally was like, I'm going somewhere else. And we literally were like, put it in reverse, Terry. Put it in reverse. It was, and Ethan was like, oh.
Well, this is how we're going to go.
Yeah. And I was like, and those people got back in the vehicle like it was nothing. We didn't hear no bang, bang, no.
No chitty bang, bang?
Nope, no. And I was like, oh, that's concerning.
That is concerning.
Yeah, it's like I said, Tennessee's rough people.
Oh my god. No, okay, so that reminded me of how Wisconsinites pronounce. Okay, what do you call the top of your house?
Roof.
Good. Wisconsinites, take a guess at how they pronounce it.
Do they say a rough?
Huh?
A rough?
Rough. Like a roof.
Yeah, a rough.
Roof. And I'm just like, are you all a goddamn dog?
A rough.
I'm like, no, it is a roof. Ooh, ooh, two O's, ooh, enunciate, ooh, you're not a goddamn dog, rough, no,
rough,
like you, get a Wisconsinite pissed off, it is fucking hilarious.
Oh, I bet.
Like, I am a mesh pool of accents. I have, mm-hmm. like, the Pacific Northwest, the East Coast, Southern. It's disgusting. And I'm just like,
how do I speak? Well, it's because you've lived in a lot of different places, right? Yeah,
I have.
So that's probably why.
Since I was an adult, I have.
Yeah.
But, well, guys, I think G and I are going to end it here. It's been fun being back. Mm-hmm. Hopefully this saves and downloads. I'm going to be super sad and upset if it doesn't. And I sound really super sad.
If anything, I feel like once we figured out the mic issue,
mm-hmm. Yeah,
I think it's going to be like golden.
I hope so.
I feel like it's going to be really rough for you to save and salvage that first part.
You think so? Think you'll have to cut it all?
I feel like you might, actually.
I mean, was that just us bantering?
Yeah.
Well, sorry, guys, if I have to cut it.
But with the nightmares, we got that.
That we got that. That's gold.
Yeah, that's golden.
Well, there's something I wanted to address. G and I both did, especially with us both having terrible mental health weeks. We just wanted to make this a platform for you guys to also have access to different venues that could help if you're feeling down, as G and I have. We're not saying that we were suicidal or anything this past week. We were just very down, very high emotions and such. But if you're going through a rough time and you need someone to listen, you can always send us an email. We're no professionals by any means. We're not saying that. We're just saying, like, if you need someone to talk to, you know, I'm putting myself out there. You can send me stuff through our Gmail at donpcast@gmail.com, or you can do it at our podcast Instagram, my personal Instagram, or you could reach out to the National Suicide Prevention Hotline, and their contact number would be 800-273-8255, and that's 800-273-8255. We love you guys. G and I were on one of our little breaks. We were talking about how, like, mental health has really been in a decline since the beginning of COVID, and it hasn't really gotten any better. So we both felt as if we should address it and leave you guys a little information here and share a little bit about, you know, what our week was like. And thankfully we have each other, and we were just making this platform for those who don't really have anyone in person, but you really do, because you have us. You can send us your shit, and that's we will listen to it. We will share it if you deem or say that that's okay.
If you want us to, you can just let us know. We just want you to know that you are not alone.
Correct.
You know, there's other people that are going through, I'm not saying the same, but, you know, similar things and similar emotions, the feelings. And, you know, it's totally safe and okay to reach out and get help.
Exactly. I know they don't sponsor us or anything, but they're called BetterHelp, and they get you in contact with licensed therapists, counselors, and professionals of mental health, And they're actually, like, they're in such a need for counselors and therapists in every state because this is turning into its own pandemic.
Yeah, that's the best way to put it. It's really turning into that, and it's scary.
It is, and it sucks. But you can look into BetterHelp. I've heard nothing but good things, and they're extremely affordable. I just use G and my boyfriend as my therapy. I am pretty sure that they accept most insurances. If not, then there's other means for you to get the help that you need. Like I said, it's super affordable and cheap. Just, you know, you can look them up as well, and that's BetterHelp again. But yeah, we have another country listener. I can't remember who it was.
Oh, we do. Oh,
yeah, or where they were from. One sec.
Did they leave a comment?
Unfortunately not.
Oh.
Did I say Romania last week? Well, last week's episode didn't really get fucking published, so we're gonna go through them again. United States, United Kingdom, Ireland, South Africa, Australia, Canada, Germany, Serbia, Netherlands, Norway, and Romania. That's so awesome. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you, everyone.
All walks of life.
I wonder if it's days. Like the Romania witches listening in.
Do you think you know who that is?
Maybe we get some like witches listening in or some witchy people.
Lord, we're gonna get fucked.
We probably are gonna get fucked. That's right. I will have to share you guys my story next time on the Dreaming of Nightmares podcast. I will share my story about Romanian witches and my encounter with Romanian witches. I don't know if Logan knows about that.
You haven't told me that.
It's fucking scary. It'll light you up. It's fucking scary.
You know what I'm about to ask you. You know, I ask you every episode.
Oh.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Are you sure?
I think I'm ready.
I don't think I'm ready. Fuck.
Well, before we get to that part, I will say thank you to all the listeners that have been listening to us. And thank you for rating us, giving us comments. Again, send us your nightmares. We want to read. And even if they're not nightmares and you think there's some kind of like, you know, there's a dream that needs to be like talked about, like send those through too. Like we're accepting like, of all kinds of different like.
Exactly. Like seriously, any type of sleep experience, even if you fucking record yourself sleepwalking, like
please
send us that and as a video. That would be hilarious.
Please. I'd love to see
that. But send any sleep experience story, lucid dreaming, sleep paralysis, nightmares, positive dreams. What else is there?
Experiences. If you've had like an experience of like waking up or in your dream, like we want to know. We want to know. We want to read. We want to share. So or if you wanted to send them and you don't want us to share, let us know in that message. But yeah, we want to know.
I forgot to tell you. That's a good thing. I'm not gonna say what number we are, but we broke into the top 100.
Oh, really? Oh, nice. Hell yeah.
And there's a lot more. Mm-hmm. In this category than the one that we were previously in. So we're doing better now than we were in the other category.
Oh okay awesome
yeah
hell so, yeah
I'm not gonna say it because I don't want to jinx us, but thanks you guys. That's because y'all are actually listening and talking about us
and being active. So thank you.
Yes. So please continue to like, share, subscribe, and rate us. I'm pretty sure the only platform that you can rate us on is Apple Podcast.
Yeah, I think it's the Apple one.
But you can still follow and subscribe to us on, I believe it's Anchor and Spotify. And you doing that also helps other people find us.
It helps. Every little bit helps.
It really, 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 really does.
Well, on that note...
Wait. One more thing. I'm so sorry. So, before we get off, there is somebody else I wanted to
shout out.
Kind of, yeah. Luke is always one of them because he never stops talking about you.
Oh, thank you. I love it. I see some of the stuff you've been posting, Luke. I love it.
Yeah, he's awesome. Oh, fuckity fuck fuck. Okay. I don't know how to pronounce this. It's the person I told you about who, you know, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, Jonathan from Cock Council, CAWKEE, Council. Jonathan, thank you for your email. I will be getting back to you. We've just had so many technical difficulties. I've only had one day off in the past 2 weeks, and I had just gotten my COVID vaccine. So it's been a hell of a past 2 weeks. And G has been super busy, and we both have just been at our wits' end with everything. So don't think that we're ignoring you. That's not a thing. I will be getting back to you in the next couple of days. So yeah. Stay tuned for that. For everybody else, yeah, people do email us.
We're doing our best. You're doing good, Logan.
We need a fucking assistant.
Ethan? That's literally my personal assistant is my husband. I swear I get him to do everything.
So funny. I can't have anybody do anything for me. I mean, like, if Ethan were to step up and he was like, yeah, he wants to do like our stuff for us, all for it.
It's okay. Your Capricorn energy. That's why I let him handle everything, because he has Capricorn rising in his chart. He likes to, yeah.
But that's
what I'm picking up with you.
Like, no offense to Babe Casey, I if something is like, I don't know, I'm very territorial, I guess. I don't know how else to put it, but
it's not that you just know you like to be in more control of the.
Yeah.
It's like it more in control of it, like, yes. Or not in more in control. It's a hard way of saying that. It's like you know how to run it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's like I have my idea of mm-hmm. how I want things to go. And if they don't go, if they stray, even a little bit, I'm just like, eh.
Yeah.
Come back. I'm like, let's just get back over here a little bit.
Yeah, that's why I'm always like this. I'm like, oh, I'm good.
Okay, well, I think that's all of my announcements.
Okay, well, back to my little pin here. Okay. So thank you guys for listening. You guys, gals, them, theys, the shays, the nays. I don't know. Everybody that's listening in, thank you very much.
The les, the gays,
everybody. Thank you for listening in. And always, or remember to always be dreaming.
We will never get this right.
Do it one more time. Remember to always. I had it good the first time. We should just see how many times like we say it in how many different ways, even though we've like mastered it the first time was like perfect.
I know. After that,
it's just like it's kind of shit.
Like I thought I wrote it down. Did I?
Remember to always be dreaming.
But not of nightmares.
Was that bye, it? Guys.
Yeah.
Bye.
Think so. Maybe. We'll have to go back. I don't know. How do I end this shit?
Frantically searching for the end button.
Bye, guys.
Bye.